I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, here with a couple of local athletes and one of my good friends here, as we'll introduce them, Emery Agri, Anna Vanderwall, and Brian Vandeloon, in an ongoing project here for the Christmas season. First of all, let the two of you explain what your youth group is doing right now and how you're trying to help the community.
Okay, so we have been studying and discussing how we can influence and bless our spheres around us, and we felt led through lots of prayer that we need to help single moms. So basically, we want to either donate some diapers or money to help single moms, and we're doing this in cooperation with Riverside Community Church in Knoxville.
Talk about what you guys have been doing then to organize it as a group and how you've been trying to get the word out and trying to get people to donate to this cause.
So far we've been doing word of mouth, just like telling people and having them bring in money.
We've talked to some local businesses who want to help support, and then we've also put out a social media page on a few of our own personal social medias to try to raise awareness.
Well, then why don't you explain what this youth group is and how you got involved with it and what this group, how you kind of came together?
It's through Third Church, so it's called The Core, and they put you in groups, and I got put in this group, and so, yeah.
And so when you think about these projects, you said there's a lot of collaboration, some prayer to kind of decide this. You know, how as a group do you start to think about these kinds of projects? And you know, when you think about service, why do you think that's important for the group to participate in?
I think it's really cool to think about how even though we're in high school, we can still impact our community like a lot with this diaper thing. And especially since we're in cooperation with both schools at the same house group and working with Knoxville, the church is pretty cool.
Why diapers? I guess where did that specific idea come from, and why do you think that's such an important need when we think about the local community and basically anywhere, especially when we think about younger kids?
Diapers are more expensive than like any other thing, so I think that's a greater need because there's a lot of younger kids and a lot of single moms can't afford it that well.
I would like to just say, too, that, you know, diapers, it's a very specific need. So, you know, it's, you know, when you think of young moms and single moms, there's umpteen things, especially at Christmas time. You think of toys and you think of all the other things. But we were led to think, you know, very specifically about what's a very specific need that we can zero in on, you know, and, you know, really be of some help so that we, you know, so moms or single parents or, you know, we keep saying moms, but it could be young families of any sort that are just in a spot where they don't have to make a choice between maybe making a Christmas gift or buying diapers, or even worse, you know, buying food or diapers. And we just thought that if we're very specific with what we're shooting for, that would make it easier for everybody to kind of jump on board with us.
So for the two of you, why do you think service is important, and why is it important to you not only to serve through this group, but maybe other things you're doing in school or with your families?
I think it's important to help out your community and just show, like, servant-hearted and try to, like, I don't know, spread love to everyone through your actions, and it really can impact some people to want to serve more and more, and then pretty soon everybody's trying to serve and help out each other.
It's a great blessing for other people too, and it's just fun to like see their faces fill up with joy as they're being blessed.
Well, and one of the things you mentioned, Anna, about this too, is both of you are athletes. In fact, both of you are on opposite basketball teams coming up this Friday. What is it about this community that allows that to happen? You know, because for many years, and it still is a rivalry on the court, but how have you built friendships maybe beyond that? And why do you think Pella kind of allows for that to happen between two schools that compete in almost every sport?
Probably through, like, other outside things outside of the schools and sports. Like, I met a lot of people from Pella Christian through church and things, and created very good friendships with people outside of sports and the schools, and so it's really fun to work together for the same like common goal.
Yeah, it was through this group, and like also growing up we played a lot of sports together, so then you get friends that way, but then you go to different schools. But it's so fun to like meet on the court and play against each other.
I'd like to, you know, and I've been around a long time. I've been around when this rivalry wasn't quite so friendly. And it's just really cool to see those walls broken down, to see kids see something, a bigger picture of life, a bigger picture of, you know, beyond the ball game on Tuesday or Friday or whatever it happens to be. And, you know, just to be able to support, you know, not only each other, but just, again, seeing a bigger picture for how they can step into a need together. And, you know, now they've kind of formed their own team. So, you know, quite honestly, when we started this fall, we weren't sure how this dynamic was going to work, having, you know, partly Pella kids, partly Pella Christian kids. But it's really been, for we adults, it's really been kind of a thing of beauty that we should probably step back and go, oh, that's really how this is all supposed to work. And then, you know, to be able to do and be able to bless the town of Knoxville and some of their people that, you know, live there is just an added piece to the whole puzzle, I think. That's just a real cool thing to see, that they're, you know, way beyond just themselves and their own little world. And I think that's something to recognize.
So how can we help? How can the listeners who hear this, how can they help the two of you and your teammates and your friends collect diapers, collect donations to help these families in need in the Knoxville area?
I say either, like, mail checks or bring money and diapers.
That would be good. Yeah, so mail checks or drop-off diapers at the Vandalin's house is where our headquarters kind of is. And also just spreading awareness to everybody of the need, so then it continues to spread throughout the town.
So my address is 609 East Union, if you're curious. So that's here in Pella. So 609 East Union. And if you want to write out a check, you just make it out to Third Church /core, because that's the name of our high school youth group. And we don't care. It can be as little or as much as what you feel like what you need to do. And when you look at the cost of diapers, it's crazy expensive for young parents. So like the girl said, we're just hoping that this thing kind of mushrooms and builds and goes way beyond even our wildest dreams. So anything people can do, we'd sure appreciate.